Apple introduced its newest iPhone today, and it's thinner and larger than the last. The company also introduced a new line of iPods. NPR's Laura Seidel has more.
The new iPhone has a 4-inch screen, and it's about 20% lighter. Apple CEO Tim Cook engaged in typical Apple boosting as he spoke about the iPhone 5.
The thinnest, lightest, and best iPhone we have ever shipped.
The new iPhone will range from $199 up to $399 with a 2-year contract. But Apple has also reduced the price of the iPhone 4 and 4S. With a contract, Verizon and Sprint users will now be able to get a 4 for free. Forrester analyst Charles Gulvin believes this is likely to get a lot more people on iPhone.
And there are a lot of people who are loyal to those carriers who haven't been able to afford an iPhone, and now they're going to be able to get one for nothing.
Though the iPhone 5 is the thinnest yet from Apple, it's still not as thin as competitor Droid phones. Apple also released a new operating system for the phone. Jeff Wender, an analyst from Nielsen, also points out this includes software that will make it easier to shop.
With Passbook and some of these new software features, more and more people will integrate it in their lives, not just for music, not just for using as a phone, but really and truly using it for every part of their day-to-day life.
Apple is also releasing a new line of iPod Touch and Nano. Both will have bigger screens, and the iPod Touch now has a movie camera and can be used to edit. Laura Seidel, NPR News, San Francisco.